Good morning, everybody. Welcome to day five of the Marketing Challenge for Creatives. It's been a great week, I think. Lots of content, lots of things to do. And so, like I said earlier, just take what resonates with you and start there. Because there's a lot of things that need to be done. But I always just say, figure out who you're, who is. And then from there, I find that the mind map or whatever is most useful, but that's just me. So maybe it'll be something else for you. So I'm going to head over and share my screen, and we're going to do this. And it's actually a very simple thing I found that would be really helpful to go over. It's about laying out your product and price, or service and price, whatever it is that you're doing. It was put out by Rise 25. I don't know who they are, but I really like the template because it's really clear and understandable. So for example, they're using a digital marketing consultant, and their ideal customer is a dentist office with seven or more employees. Their big thing they want to work on is generate 30 leads per month for their business. And the pain that they solve is a lack of customers and predictable income. So this is the marketing consultant saying, this is what how I can help you. And their ideal customer is a dentist office. And this is kind of what their mandate is to generate 30 leads per month for a dentist office, for example. So if you want, we could do one of you. If you want to work on it, we could do it right now with one of you, or we'll just carry on with this person. Anybody want to jump in? Yeah. Okay. So for example, he's going to start, they're going to start with an ebook. We talked about this as a lead magnet for your newsletter. You're going to give something for their email. So, but they're going to charge $19. Some people, most often it's a free gift. You give somebody a free tip sheet, a free, how to's, you know, so that they kind of get the idea of how they're going to work with you, and how it's actually good content information that you're giving them, so that they may use. And then some place down the road, or maybe even right away, they'll say, hey, I really want to work with you. I like what you gave me. So it could be a video. It could be an ebook. It could be ebooks are just usually PDFs. So anyway, this person's charging $19 for his ebook. When you want to subscribe to his service or his newsletter. And then he's offering downloadable templates for the dentist office, so that they can, if they want to do their own marketing, they can. But anyway, what they're charging is $199. So you want to start really low, like your ebook likely will be free. The next offer would be maybe a small service that you offer. You want to offer a class for, say, $20. And then you can do a price point of $20, $19. One, they say the seven at the end or nine at the end, but nobody really likes even numbers. So, and then the next step is when you get the ebook, the next step they sell you is called the downloadable templates. And then they offer an online course. So if a dentist office wants to know more about how to do all this, then they offer the templates for $2,000. And then the elite, then they have a elite mastermind group. And that's for, you know, when they want to gather a bunch of dentists in a mastermind together so that they can learn from each other and they create solutions for each other. And if they don't want to do that, this company will offer, let's see if I can move it over, will offer a VIP done for you service. And so that price is, you know, about $3,500 a month. That's a done for you service that this marketing consultant will offer dentists, a done for you service. It's either, if you don't want to do that, you could, you know, then you could do a do it yourself service down here for $19,000. So that's just basically your dream product ladder, service ladder. So if you're selling a service, you want to start with some of these things and just scale it up. And so what they have is, your current product ladder or service is you figure out, you list your profile, your ideal customer, your bigger promise, and the pain you solve. And then you offer a low price item, another price. If you have any questions, just jump in. And then so forth. So you want to have maybe four, five, six of these value offers that you're going to offer your clients that are going to start working with you. Yes, Lisa.
Will we be getting this in like a presentation? Like when we finish the class, you email us and send us the link to all this?
Yeah, I can. It's a
Okay,
PDF.
thank you.
I'll send you the PDF. But
Please.
you'll have to kind of put it in on a paper or something else. But it's just an exercise about how to figure out your product ladder, your service ladder, things.
Least I
So,
don't have to rush and write them all down. That's what I was asking.
yeah, of course. I'll send you
Okay,
everything.
thank you.
I've sent you everything so far, so I'll send you this. So, yeah. So, Cozy, would you like to do this little exercise with me?
Sure. I mean, although I do not have my business set up yet, so that's why
That's
I was
okay.
a
That's
little
okay. We're
apprehensive.
just brainstorming anyway, so it's not a
Okay.
done and for sure deal. It's just the idea to kind of go through it, kind of
Okay.
understand it. So your mid your mo first price, what is it? What do you have in mind?
For the are we referring to the ebook book
Yeah, the
or
ebook
just or something?
or whatever or
Well,
service.
I was probably around $10 or so for an ebook, something very
Okay.
small.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
So that would be your first price. And then what do
Yeah.
you have for the second product or service?
For the second, let's see, downloadable template. Well, not too familiar with the downloadable template, but I'm not sure. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm still trying to figure all this out for the business. But yeah, I don't know much about downloadable templates.
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be downloadable. This scale works for whether you have a downloadable business or you have a product or service. This works for both. Okay.
Well, on average, because I'll be selling a tote bag,
So you might
my
have
average.
a beginner price, like a small item for a price. So that might be here. And then you have your medium price item, right? That'd be a medium price. And then you have a bigger price, right? So maybe you'll package like a t-shirt, a bag, another
My brace.
handmade item or something. You might package three or four things together and have that as a price, as a package, right? And you may consider down the road to do a subscription gift package so that every month they get something different. So that might be an idea. And then you
Okay,
may
thank
not
you. I
ever
like that.
have this big price unless you get big enough that you want to teach classes of how to make this or that, then you can maybe offer that.
Okay.
Can I try one on my end as well?
Sure. So your ideal customer, I know, is the girls, and your big promise is to help them be help happier and more I
Get
guess
them pageant ready.
yeah, be pageant ready. And the
Yes.
pain you solve is having healthy productive kids
Amen to
or
that.
whatever you're going to use. I'm just going off the cuff here. And so your first price would be what?
I would say like $9 just to start.
Okay.
And then that would give them like an introductory page of what's coming.
Right.
And so the first one, you get the first page for, say, $9.
Okay.
And then on the next one, what I would do is I would make that one like a $20 one. And
Right.
then with that, it's like building their book. So it'd be
Right.
$20 for the next one. And so what you would do is you start out with the introductory page. Excuse me. And then we go to the next one. So now you've got like the a book, an empty binder,
Right.
and where you could start adding to it. So it's $20 and you get a second page and a binder.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so then on the third one, that one would kind of jump up because it would go to like say $49. And with that one, you would get your introductory page, you get your binder, and then you get like two chapters.
Right.
So your book is growing. So now you have for $49, you have your binder, you have your introductory page. And you would get like two chapters.
Okay.
And then we go on one, two, three, four. We're going on number four. We would make that book, say $60. And then with that book, you would get a binder, you would get your intro page, and then you would get the remaining chapter. So say it's five chapters for the etiquette book, you would get the other three.
Right.
And then that would give you a total of five chapters to complete your book. So
Right.
that way, they have the introductory page, they've got their binder and the second page. The $49 would be the binder, the intro page, and the two chapters. And then for $60, you get your binder, your intro page, the other three. And that gives you five chapters of etiquette classes to get yourself together. And
Right.
then wanted to branch off, I don't think I'll get, well, I can't say that. I don't know what God's got in plan, but the big book would be, so if you wanted to teach your chapter of girls the same thing, that's when the price would go up. But I'm thinking because they're younger girls, single parents, keeping it affordable would be the best thing I could do to encourage them to stay on with me. And then what
Right.
I could do as we write, after you get the $60 one, if you decide to stay with the program, then you get a discounted rate for the coming chapters.
Right,
That
right.
sound right?
Yeah. And you know, at the last price point, you'd have your pageant. So I don't, do you charge a fee to be in the pageant or not?
Almost definitely.
Yeah. So you could create a whole package. You get all your binder, all your pages. You get your fee, includes your fee to be in the pageant and anything else. That's how you could package the last price point if you really wanted to. Or you could do teach other organizations how to run pageants, and that could be a price point too, a package too. So you can look at these as packages. It's building small up to a large package.
Got it. Okay. Well, that just came in my head. Thank you.
Yeah. You know, we're just playing with it. Yeah, I mean, you can change it anytime, but it's just the idea of going through the exercise to find out, gee, I could do this, I could do that. And so the idea too is also make a list of all the things you have to offer and just write a list. And as you work this out, you can say, oh, I can add this to this, and oh, I could add that to that, and that type of thing. So.
Would it make sense to be like when I start out with the $9 package, you get like a free newsletter?
Yeah.
And then with each package that you get, you'll get the newsletter for free. And
Yeah.
that's kind of like a little extra carrot. And so even once you get all the way up to the pageant ready book,
Yeah.
you get like a 6 month free subscription.
Right.
Okay, just asking.
Yeah, no, you can just be creative and add lots of different things and take a look at see what somebody else is doing and how you can do it. And
Got
your
it.
email could be just email, or you could decide when they get the higher price point that you mail it out to them.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You know,
All
or
right.
else you put it in their binder, so when they get a copy that's mailed to them every month. Because people don't mail that much, right? And when they do get mails, oh, it's just junk. But when they're signed up, are they paid for it? They look forward to that.
Got it. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. How about you, Rio? The
Oh.
quiet one.
Hi, you guys. When you had first explained it, I was initially
under the impression, like I know in retail, like when you go to certain stores, they have a say like a mobile membership, like, oh, you say like, hey, download our app and you can start off with the entry level membership and get a free 5% off discount. And then as you move up or you get a certain amount of points, then you move into say VIP membership. But now I see you guys were more so explaining it from a product standpoint. So I guess
You in product
for
or
me,
service?
from a product perspective, because I'll be selling apparel and I do kind of want to have like a higher quality price point, I guess from the start point, I would start off saying like entry level products, which could be like socks or keychains or something for people to be able to just have something related to my brand. And then as the ladder goes up, maybe they can get a t-shirt. And then when you get to the next, or maybe they can afford a hoodie. And then you get to the next ladder, it's like, oh, well, I have the socks, I have the hoodie, I have the t-shirt. And then the next point might be, I don't know, maybe you have access to an event that we host, or I don't know, something like that.
So it's just something to really kind of play with and see about, okay, if I have a list of my products and services, and maybe you can have somebody that would partner up with you. And if you wanted to, you could do this together. If you don't, I would just, if you're doing a pageant or if you're doing an event yourself or something, then you want to reach out to other people that are complementary to your services but aren't the same. And then you could collaborate in that regard as well. And when you do your big price ticket, maybe it's an event, maybe it's a conference, maybe it's just, some fun community activity. So really consider about being involved in the community in your local market, whatever that looks like. And you don't want to be too pricey, but there's always something you can do, right? Like there's back to school things coming up right now. What can you do that if that's your market? Like I'm just using this example. It doesn't have to be for any of you, but because everybody's getting ready to back to school, they're looking for things to stuff these backpacks. If you had something that you could contribute to that, you could, I'm sure that you could add your business card to and just say, this is from so and so. And that's another great way to get your name out there in the marketplace without costing a lot of money. Unless you have a campaign or a budget for that. So that's your exercise for the Dream Park park thing. So I'll send you the copy of this and just, notice when you have gaps and look for what offerings you could add or not. So that was the thing I wanted to share about that. And then about creating a movement. It's like, you wonder why churches have all these people that come to church. What's the commonality in your business that you can have that you it's one of your core values that everybody can get behind? So if you are want to have be socially responsible, like for fabrics or designing Bria, I would imagine that because apparel, clothing causes a lot of problems with the climate or whatever. So you might want to look at maybe adopting something. So do you have any questions, Bria?
Oh, I was just agreeing with you. I guess with what you said regarding like textile waste, like one aspect for me to kind of start a movement, especially with Gen Z, is like we're very cognizant of textile waste. Like we want to have clothes that aren't having an impact on our health, one, and then also an impact on the environment. So that's one aspect I can kind of try to use.
And I know this gal out of San Diego. I could probably introduce you to her. She does recycles clothes, and she has a monthly subscription. So you tell her what you like, and she'll pre-package everything and send it out to you. Re very reasonable views clothes. So maybe there's a way that you two could work together, or she can give you some ideas of what you could do with your clothing line as well. So there's, anyway, yeah. So it's just thinking of something that is a core value for you that is about giving back to your community, whatever that is. And then thinking about the movement is like, okay, the churches have all these people. They all come together for one thing, for one belief system, right? And every church has their own beliefs, right? So why do they keep having people following them and doing things? Because there's some commonality about it. It's like community. It's about not just hanging together, but you have the same kind of belief. So if you have something in your core values that you have the same belief, and that's why people come to you, then they want to say, I want to be more involved. And how can you get them more involved? So it's about building that movement, about keep going. I was going to show a video, but I have to go dig for it. But anyway, there's a guy who talks about creating a movement, and how if you create a movement, you have more people following you and more people sharing you and more people wanting to buy your services. So, but it's still about a part of, it's still part of having community outreach, because that's in your local community, wherever that is. It's for you to reach out to your community and figure out a way how you can have a product that believes in this movement, whatever that is for you. And how can you share that? And then more people say, oh, that's, they really believe in this, and this is in this concept. And I really, that touches me. So I want to be a part of that community. I'll just give you an example. One of my mastermind partners, he's really into climate change. He's really trying to get everybody in his city, Palo Alto, to switch over from gas into electric. There's city has rebates for them to do things like that. So every Friday at noon, they're at the city hall, having a wake, if you will, promoting climate change, trying to get people to shift their energy resources. And he does this every Friday, and now they're starting to gain a lot of attraction. So one of the big, celebrities and cooking, he wants gas stoves, and the city says, no, we've banned gas stove. And they said, well, for you, we'll let you have a gas stove. And there's a big uproar. So the city, you know, said yes, and even though that was against their policy. So there's all that stuff. So now they can use that story to further advance their cause. So that was just a simple example about how he and a group of like Generation Z, as Brie would say, come together and saying, you need stickers and you need this, you need to do this. And they're telling him how he needs to do this. So he says he's just right in there, just like with them, and trying to learn more and how to create his movement, which is really about climate change. So, and that's, you know, kind of with his business, because his business is helping people save money in their business. So that's his business, and how he, it may be not, it's somewhat related, but not really, but he just really believes that unless we take a stab at, each of us taking a stab of reducing the climate any way we can, then, you know, he firmly believes we're not going to be around much longer. So those are just some of the things that you could think about while you're planning and starting your business. I know you may not be able to do a lot right now, but there's still, you know, like I said, pass out stickers about what you believe in, what your movement's about, what you stand for. What do you stand for? What do you want to have change? Like Rhea says, climate and clothing is a big issue right now. So if she can somehow take a stand about that and say, this is why I make high-end designer clothing, and this is what we do, where a percentage of our profits go to this, and that type of thing. When I had my pie business, my tagline is feeding the hungry one pie at a time. So 10% of all my sales went to the food banks or went to, you know, food communities that were in distress. So So anyway, so as you figure out your thing, what you'd like to do, and kind of go from there. So any questions or things that you think that you would like to mention?
Well, I like the suggestion. Well, all of your classes are very good. I just have to say I'm very excited. I like the suggestion you just mentioned about tying what I do, my products, into helping others, helping the environment. I'm thinking about that in regards to like churches, maybe tithing, giving 10% of whatever I sell to a church or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's whether it's your own church or whether it's somebody else's church or a movement of some sort, whatever it is, you know, like tithing is a great start. And, you know, once you get known as that, then people more buy from you. Like I used to have this friend, she had a retail shop, a paint ceramic shop. And she'd have quite often have me come in and sell my pies at her shop. And I would say, okay, for every pie you buy, I'll donate $1 to the local food bank. You know, people would come in and just buy for that $1 that I would donate to the food bank. So, and they got to know, you know, the kind of pies I made and whatever, and that type of thing. So I think you just have to think about, sometimes you just have to think about really simple things. You don't have to do a lot. You know, you just say, you know, I'm just starting out, but this is my give back. I think it's really important that we all give back at some point in whatever. Yeah. Great. Some other suggestions about creating a movement is just think about and talk about that in your newsletter or in your news or in your store or when you're talking to a customer on your tags or, you know, whatever it is, or, you know, insert the newsletter in everything that you do or your notice or your stand that you take about giving back to your local community. And this is how we do it. And what happens when you do that too is that a lot of people might phone you up, ask for your donation, and you can just say, you know, my stand or our company gives to so-and-so, and that's all. And if they keep asking you, well, how about advertising? You just say, no, I'm just starting out. I advertise through this. This is the way I advertise, is by giving back. So, there's so many great avenues you can do it, and so many great ideas out there. You just kind of have to, you know, you can just do a Google search about it and find out what other things other companies or small businesses are doing. So, and that's about it. So I hope you enjoyed today's class, and you can think about your value statements and think about your pricing, your values, from the very beginning to bigger, and dream big. Don't be afraid not to dream big about what you want to do for your big project. You may not have a big mastermind group now, but think about how it could maybe work. Maybe not a mastermind group per se, but maybe it's about a big group of people that you'd like to serve, but you know, you haven't thought about all the angles. That's okay, just list it, because those kind of things will come together for you. So I'm gonna wish you well.
To Bree and to my New York friend that's got a half a day in. Just thank you. The class was really enjoyable being in the class with both of you guys, and I was terrified before I started, but after, you know, listening to your businesses and what you guys have to offer, I even took notes from what you guys suggested and shared, and I'm wishing all of us success in our businesses.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish you all the best in your businesses, and please stay in touch with SCORE. SCORE, your local SCORE website, will have lots of courses and classes you can sign up for. And if you want to reach out to me, just reach out to me anytime you want to. Okay.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Good luck, everyone.
Okay. Good luck to you guys too.
Okay. Bye bye.